formal proofs, forward secrecy, and the silence of broken randomness. A postmortem for Lean 4 Kernel Soundness Bug 14576, authored by Leo Demura, one of the primary architects of the Lean 4 theorem prover, drew 152 upvotes and was described as arguably the most technically significant piece in Sunday's feed. A soundness bug in a theorem prover occupies a different category of failure than one in a web application. It means the system incorrectly certified a proof as valid when it was not. The MathLib project, which has formalized tens of thousands of mathematical theorems in Lean, depends on the kernel being sound. The postmortem identified the failure as a universe polymorphism issue. Lean 4 maintains a hierarchy of type universes to avoid Russell's paradox, and the bug allowed certain universe constraints to be satisfied incorrectly in a way that could, in principle, allow a contradiction to be derived. Demura noted that no existing MathLib proofs appear to be affected, because the bug required a specific combination of features to trigger, but the possibility remained unsettling. Commenters praised the postmortem's transparency as a model for the field. RFC 115, deprecating static RSA key exchange and finite field Diffie-Hellman cipher suites, lacking forward secrecy in TLS 1.2 and DTLS 1.2, drew 63 upvotes and a thread of practiced engineers noting that the operational challenge is enforcement on legacy systems. The forward secrecy distinction matters practically. Static RSA key exchange means a long-term private key compromised in the future can decrypt traffic recorded years earlier. Ephemeral key exchange generates fresh keys per session, so past sessions remain protected even after a breach. A war story from the Bitcoin C++ conference blog about a random number generator that appeared to succeed, returning without error, executing in expected time, while silently producing deterministic rather than random output, illustrated a particularly treacherous failure mode. The actual bug was in entropy source initialization on a specific platform configuration where the expected hardware random number generator was unavailable and the fallback path failed invisibly. The 24-comment thread became a collection of practitioners sharing similar, looked like it worked, wasn't working experiences. The lesson commenters drew: don't trust entropy sources without defense-in-depth validation, because cryptographic code is the last place most engineers look for subtle failures. The Open Home Foundation's Android interoperability announcement, Android's new support allowing the operating system to act as a local hub for Matter and Thread devices without a cloud intermediary, drew 134 upvotes and a cautious 55-comment thread. The skepticism centered on Android fragmentation. A feature available on a Pixel 9 running Android 16 may have zero availability on a mid-range 2023 device, and the gap between platform-level support and device-level reality in the Android ecosystem has historically been wide.